Hi, everybody. Welcome back to our podcast, We Go For It. We're sharing stories and observations for the boldly aspiring. This podcast is brought to you by Norman and Advancing Life Projects. Let us help you advance your life project. Thanks for joining us on our 365-day Best Wishes for You series. This is episode 75, and our wish of the day is, may you use expectation to your highest advantage. You know, tools are fascinating things. I find that they are rarely monopurpose. It really depends on our creativity. They are often multi-purpose, or at the very least, dual purpose. And they're often limited just by our own imaginations and how we choose to use them. By them, I mean the tools. Let's take the infamous box cutter. Now, if you are of a certain generation or were around back in 2001, the word box cutter might conjure up memories of 9/11, where they were used as weapons and they helped generate massive destruction, loss, and suffering. Now, the same tool is also used by children all over the world, such as my son, who uses a box cutter to cut carton and make beautiful art projects. Weapon of mass destruction or tool of artistic creation? The choice lies in the hands of the user. Now, the user, that's you. That's me. That's all of us. And words and thoughts are our most fundamental tools. You know, we employ them daily when communicating with ourselves, our goals, and our communities. In other words, we're always using them. Now, the question is, are we using them for our betterment or to our detriment? Now, one such key word of consequence is expectation, to expect. Probably one of the most reliable predictors of what our results are going to be in whichever endeavor we're involved in, and that is what we expect. So what do you expect? You know, what does it mean to expect? I came across several synonyms, including anticipate, look forward to, bank on, and predict. You know, expectation is a kind of knowing. We know what is going to happen, and we behave accordingly. Now, between you and me, these words are positive words, especially anticipate and look forward to. Bank on is pretty good as well. Now, expectation in itself is neither positive nor negative. It just is. It's in how we use it that it will have a positive or a negative effect. Now, how do we use expectation to our consistent benefit? Well, I believe that for starters, you have to want to achieve. You have to want to achieve, to have, or to be something badly enough for you to take the plunge that will be required when you're building expectation from scratch. Now, what do I mean by take the plunge? Well, it means stepping out and acting, doing something towards your strongly desired outcome, even if you may not have a full set of facts to work with, nor a clear, full view of the steps you will have to take to reach your goal, up to that final step. You can't see all the way to the end. Now, just because you get started doesn't automatically mean that you expect whatever it is you are shooting for. If you do, that's fantastic. Many of us don't. You see, there's a hidden enemy lurking in the shadows. It's ready to pounce at the worst possible moments, and that enemy is doubt. Now, I'm going to do something that I rarely do, certainly not on this podcast, and that I don't necessarily encourage anybody to do, but I am going to be unwaveringly categorical. You must not doubt. You see, doubt is a useless waste of time and mental energy. It leads nowhere but away from your most cherished goals and objectives. Remember, the whole dynamic is about energy, vibration, and how we create these and direct and sustain them. Now, when you find yourself doubting, which is something we all do, what you need to do is stop and take that same mental energy and do what all great leaders and project managers do. Ask better and better and more constructive questions about how you are going to reach your goals and your most desperately cherished aspirations. At its most fundamental level, you need to ask yourself, okay, what is my very next step? What is the very next thing that I can do? Now, at its most basic, perhaps it is simply taking a literal next physical footstep. Left, right, left, right. Keep moving forward. I've been there. I've done that. At its most basic, sometimes that's all you can do at that moment, but do that. But get your mind away from helpless doubting and towards constructive anticipating, contingency planning, and executing for very specific possible tasks. In other words, get more pragmatic about things. Stop doubting. Start thinking about how you're going to get certain things done. Ask better and better questions. Now, if unbridled and much sneered at optimism, this is an interesting point. If we're thinking that optimism, you know, a lot of us look at the Pollyannas or the people with the, what do they call it, the rose-colored glasses or whatever, and they sneer at it. You know, you're optimistic, you're naive. However, if the much sneered at optimism is a mere perception, well, think about it. So is doubt. It is your perception of your own apparent limits and vulnerabilities. If optimism is a perception and we sneer at it, understand the flip side. Doubt is also, it's a perception. How do you know that you can't do it? Are you sure? Have you checked? Take command of your thoughts and stop this useless activity of doubting and use your reasoning factors, as I said, to ask better, more constructive questions, and to make better and better forward-moving plans and contingency plans if you wish, but always act. You see, that's that little secret ingredient that we often, we often neglect or we are not, we don't follow too often, act. You see, the more you act and take ever more frequent progressive steps, first of all, the greater your understanding will be that you can actually reach your goal. You'll start to become someone else by virtue of your actions moving towards a particular goal, and your faith will be rewarded and become stronger. And as the faith becomes stronger, it starts to transform. In other words, this faith stops being faith and it becomes knowing. You see, when you know something, you don't have to have faith anymore. I think it was Earl Nightingale who said, you should never desire something without expecting it, and you should never expect something you don't desire. Now, whether you exercise this right or not, remember that you are the final determiner of your thoughts, the determiner of your thoughts. It is your right. You will ultimately determine whether your thoughts will be in the service of that goal you are shooting for, that which you must have, that goal which is deeply aligned with your values, purpose, and mission, or whether you will abandon your thoughts to wandering, meandering doubts, which will lead you nowhere. You decide. And as we part ways, I share my sincere wish with you. May you use expectation to your highest advantage. Until next time, take care, be kind to yourselves and each other, and remember that ultimately, you hold the key. Thanks for your time.